Really, Nishmas Abamari Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Siman Tav Reish Ayin Hey, Seif Beis. Yesh Misha Omer, there are those that say, Dekevan Dehadlaka Ose Mitzvah. Since the essence of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah you fulfill in the lighting, not in the placing it down, but in the lighting, therefore, Tzarech Shiten Sheman B'ner Kedeshir Kedol Kodem Halakha. You have to have enough oil inside the cup of oil, at the time that you light. But what if when you light, you have, let's say, enough oil for 10 minutes, which is not enough. You need half an hour. So now you're going to add another 20 minutes of oil. So some say not allowed to do that. Avalim bireich behidlik ve'acharka hosif shemen ad kedeshir loyetzei dechavoso. You're not yotzei. See, we saw before hadlaka osa mitzvah creates a kula. That's if you put enough oil in at the time of the hadlaka, and then it goes out. Even if it goes out before shkia on Friday after Erev Shabbos, you're yotzei, because bottom line, at the time of the hadlaka, there was enough oil, and the ma'is hadlaka is the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. But here it could be it's a chumrah, that if you don't have enough oil at the time that you light, and you add more oil later, you're not yotzei. So what do? You have to put it out. So you lit the cup of oil with 10 minutes of oil. You put it out, and you relight it. Now here, when you relight it, so some of the Acharonim say, you mamish weren't yotzei before, and you have to relight it with a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah says no. You relight it without a bracha. And there's a whole group of Rishonim that say, you don't need a full shir to be yotzei ner Chanukah, the full half hour. So bottom line, if you light a ner Chanukah with only 10 minutes of oil in it, and you said a bracha, so you should put it out, relight it with enough oil, add more oil and relight it, but don't say a bracha when you relight it the second time. Sif Gimel. Isha madlekes ner Chanukah. Shafi chayeves ba. A woman can light the ner Chanukah because she's also chayev in ner Chanukah. They were also involved in the nes. A, they were saved. They were involved in the decree on Chanukah. We know that at the time of Chanukah, every girl that got married was taken to the local governor first, before, and he would take advantage of her before she would get married to her husband. It's a terrible, terrible gzeira. And we know that it was a woman who was very involved in the war against the Greeks, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. She cut the head off of one of the generals, and that helped in the war effort when the Hashmonaim won the war against the Greeks. So women are chayev in Ner Chanukah. And this means that if they want to light, they can light with a bracha, like any other mitzvah saseh that they can make a bracha on. Shazman groma that they can make a bracha on. Oh. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. Now it's a little bit unclear, because earlier the Mishnah Berurah sounded like that the wives dafka do not like because of ishto kagufo. That was the Mishnah Berurah back in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Tes. And here it sounds like a wife is allowed to light if she wants to. It's a little unclear how to fit those two Mishnah Berurahs together. Rav Eider on page 8 writes that a wife need not light for herself if her husband lights. However, should she desire to light, she may do so, and she may recite the brachos as well. Oh. Now, if the husband is not home, so then the tafka, the wife should light, instead of, let's say, a katan someone who's not a gadol. So that comes up lamaisa. If you have a choice of the wife lighting or a child lighting for the house, certainly the wife should light. The husband's not home, so she is an adult. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, but a chayvah shotze v'katan who light lo asa v'lo klum. They're not yotze because they're not chayvah in mitzvahs, And they can't be Yotze, and they can't be Motzi the Chiyuv of the house. Even if the Gadol put it down, because we hold the main mitzvahs and the lighting. Oh, there is a view that a katan is allowed to light and be motzi the chiyuv on the rest of the members of the house. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that we don't accept this view, and one should not rely on the lighting of a katan to be motzi anyone else in the house. Then the Ramah says as follows, but l'didan, for us, everyone lights the menorah. See, in the Shulchan Aruch's world, only one person lit the menorah for the whole house. But in the world of the Ramah, everyone lights their own menorah. Then a katan shigei chinuch, sorry, l'chadu gamkein. Then a katan who's reached the age of chinuch has to light for chinuch, because everyone in the house lights. And that's certainly the minug that the children light as well, once they're at the age of chinuch. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out in the Ber Halacha that not everyone accepts this. There are poskim who sound like that even on the Mahajmin and Mahajmin, you don't have to light for the children, but certainly the minig is like what the Ramah says, that in the world of the Ashkenazi world, the children do light as well for to be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch. Okay, we'll stop.